Support for this program and the following message come from the University of San Diego, where graduate-level potential meets real-world opportunity. With more than 40 master's and doctoral programs and hundreds of graduate courses and professional programs. More at yourhorizon.sandiego.edu.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Federal law enforcement officers again used tear gas to disperse protesters outside the federal courthouse in Portland, Oregon last night. Thousands turned out for this latest demonstration after a federal judge denied Oregon's request to restrict the activities of federal officers at the police protests in downtown Portland. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
U.S. District Court Judge Michael Mossman said the state lacks standing to bring the case, in part because Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum failed to show the interests of the state of Oregon itself had been harmed. Rosenblum and her legal team argued this week that federal officers in Portland were violating the First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights of Oregonians by arresting protesters off the streets in unmarked vehicles without wearing identification and without a warrant or probable cause. The judge said that although the case involves allegations of harm to protesters by law enforcement, no protester was a plaintiff. In a statement, Rosenblum said she was disappointed in the judge's decision, noting that her goal was to ensure people's rights are protected. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
New York State has filed a lawsuit against President Trump over his plan to remove undocumented immigrants from this year's census count. Beth Furtick, a member station WNYC, reports.
Attorney General Letitia James argues the Constitution's 14th Amendment requires counting, quote, the whole number of persons in each state for determining representation.
We talk about persons. We don't talk about citizens. In regards to apportionment,
James, a Democrat, dismisses the president's claim that the radical left is trying to erode the rights of U.S. citizens. Instead, she says he's trying to take away congressional seats from states led by Democrats with large numbers of immigrants. New York's suit is joined by 19 states, including New Jersey and Connecticut, plus Washington, D.C. For NPR News, I'm Beth Furtick.
Almost 40 countries have reported record single-day increases in coronavirus infections over the past week, about double the number of the previous week. Many countries are experiencing a second peak after more than a month recording their first. In Spain, officials in Catalonia have ordered the closure of all nightclubs amid fears of a second wave. The BBC's Hot Guy Hedgeko reports that there were more than 900 new cases of the virus in Spain on Friday.
Having stabilized the virus just a few weeks ago, Spain is again struggling to keep it under control. There are currently around 280 known outbreaks of COVID-19 across the country. Most of those are small, but larger outbreaks in cities such as Barcelona and Zaragoza, both in northeastern Spain, have led the government to warn that a second wave of the pandemic could be imminent. Those cities have been among several areas which have seen the reintroduction of guidelines or restrictions. Contagion among young people is a particular worry, and several regions have implemented strict controls on nightclubs.
And this is NPR News. Turkey is condemning Greece's reaction to the conversion of Istanbul's Hagia Sophia from a museum into a mosque. Greece has been harshly critical of the move, and church bells tolled across the country as prayers were held at the landmark in Istanbul for the first time in nine decades yesterday. Greece's prime minister called Turkey a troublemaker and the conversion of the site an affront to civilization of the 21st century. Stocks lost ground this week amid a surge of new coronavirus cases. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports that all of the major stock indexes were down for the week.
Both the S&P 500 and the Dow fell, and though the losses were small, they snapped a three-week winning streak for both indexes. The NASDAQ Composite Index had its second week of losses in a row amid disappointing tech earnings. Intel plunged after reporting a delay in production of a new chip. Investors appear to be worried that the ongoing increase in COVID-19 cases will further damage the economy. Stocks fell on Thursday after the Labor Department said new unemployment claims rose for the first time since March. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
People in South Texas preparing for Tropical Storm Hannah. Hannah expected to make landfall later today south of Corpus Christi. The latest update from the National Hurricane Center says Hannah's maximum sustained winds have increased to 70 miles per hour. Forecasters also watching two other tropical weather systems. Hurricane Douglas is heading toward Hawaii, and Tropical Storm Gonzalo is on track to move across the southern Windward Islands later today. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.